T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Ron and Bob. Neither one of you are aware of this story yet, so I'm going to give you each a guess. There was a NFL Network analyst on with the PM guys yesterday, and he was highly critical of a certain Steeler. I want you each to guess which Steeler was criticized.
I'm going to guess Devin Bush.
Bob?
That makes sense, Devin Bush. Maybe it's James Daniels, because I don't think he's been doing all that great based on what they paid him, what they expect from him.
Let's listen to Brian Baldinger talking about one James Daniels.
I was right.
Hey, you were right.
Here we go.
He doesn't look like the same player that came out of Iowa to me. He doesn't look like he has the same power. Now, he was a center at Iowa, and I thought he was a really good center because of his movement. But then he played guard because he had good power, but I'm not sure I'm seeing either one of those right now. Now, it's early. You know, maybe I've got this wrong, but, like, they're counting on him to come in there and really solidify the interior.
Yep.
And, you know, I got to see it. I got to see it.
That
I certainly have been counting on him to really be their best lineman.
Is majorly concerning. And Baldinger, if I'm going to I like him overall, but if I'm going to respect his positional analysis on anything,
yep,
it would be that. That's concerning, Ron.
Real concerning, because we talked about how maybe Dan Moore will get better with a year experience, Chooks, but then you bring in this guy that's going to be the anchor of your line, and that is concerning. That is early, one game, I know. I'm with, you know, he did say that, but it is concerning.
I've heard it from other people, too. In the broadcast booth, we were talking about it in between the commercials. There's a couple of plays. We only saw a few, so it is early. I don't know how much you gauge into
what
this.
Specifically, though? His power, like
his
he's
power,
talking
like
about?
Being pushed back. You know?
Oh, my
and
God.
Again,
with Kendrick Green on the other side?
You see, Dotson got hurt again yesterday.
Yeah.
Left practice at the end.
I thought this was supposed to be a big week
for
him.
How about left guard? What do they got going there?
What about center, right tackle, and left tackle? Let's put in order. Let's put in order the five positions on the offensive line most concerned about to least concerned about. Can we do that right now? Because for me, the line itself, and I know there's questions inside linebacker, corner, there's questions on this team.
Everywhere, yeah.
For me, the offensive line is way up here, Mount Everest up here, and the rest of the concerns are way down at base camp.
I agree with that totally. But you put them in order, most concerned about?
The specific members of the line? Why don't you go first, Ron?
Most concerned?
The positions, right tackle, left tackle, center, left guard, right guard.
Left guard, to me, clearly, at this point, Dotson and Green.
Okay.
I don't feel good about either one of those. I'd probably say center next.
Okay.
And then maybe after hearing him, but I'm going to still go left tackle, and then I'm going to go right tackle, and then I still have the most faith in Daniels, at least from what I know about him.
Okay, so right guard would be the one
least,
you have the most confidence
most
in.
Most confidence in. Yeah. That's why I said it's concerning to listen to an expert like this say otherwise.
I would agree. I think James Daniels still is the best bet.
All right, you put him in order for you, Bob. You're most concerned about to least concerned about.
Most concerned about left guard.
Uh-huh.
After that, it would be left tackle. After that, it would be right tackle.
Mm.
After that, it would be right guard. After that, it would be Mason. I'm very high on Mason Cole.
Very interesting.
I think
and
he's
very
be a,
different
I think
from
he's
Ron.
Be a
high on
yeah.
Cole.
I'm very. I think he's going to be really good there. At least I hope so.
My major concerns are left guard.
We
can, I'm with
we,
you
we're
guys
unanimous
there.
On that, right?
I mean,
how do you not?
You
listen,
have to be, right.
None of us is an offensive line guru, but if I'm watching a guy get blasted back at center, and I'm smart enough to realize he's going to still be blocking the same interior lineman at guard, how am I not still concerned about that?
And if Dotson's hurt so much.
I'm dumb, Bob. I'm not that dumb.
I mean, he took a step back last year. Now he can't even get on the field. That's
He's
not,
been hurt again.
Yeah,
got hurt again yesterday.
That's disappointing.
After Green is right tackle, left tackle, right guard and center. I'm also.
So you're a Mason Cole man. You're on the Mason Cole train. Whoopee!
Well, this would be like saying that who was the catcher last night?
Jason DeLay.
This would be like saying most and least concerned about guys in the lineup last night, having Jason DeLay be the least concerned. Doesn't mean I'm not highly concerned, just in the context of this. He's my least of the concerns, and that's Mason Cole for me. I think, I don't know, something about...
See, you have been always down on Chooks.
Yes.
And I'm not quite as down on him as you are.
Isn't everybody,
now,
though?
I don't know that but again, we're
Does
talking,
anybody think he's good?
They do. That doesn't mean they're right.
I know, but they thought Adrian Clem was their line coach, and they thought Kendrick Green was the center.
I'm with you, like your example about DeLay. I just think that, you know, Chooks I have less concern about than some of these other guys.
I hear you. Listen. You guys could put these names, write them down on a piece of paper and put them in a hat, and I could find a way to make a case for any one of them, least concerned to most concerned.
But I think the left guard is a real – I mean, it's – I don't know that they have one.
Especially because the left tackle's in his second year, and, you know, I mean, you expect him – he should benefit by being in there all year.
Yeah, but we all listed left tackle third, so there's – we have major – I have major concerns – just because Dan Moore gets better, he may go from below average. He may go from pretty bad to below average. That would be an improvement. It wouldn't mean he was any good. And he's going to be facing some serious firepower.
Serious heat.
And he got shredded the other night and got his quarterback hit and fumbled, right?
All three quarterbacks got hit. Hit hard.
Why do we like Mason? Well, see, that's a bad sentence. Why are we least concerned about Mason Cole, Bob?
Because I think he's a major upgrade over what they had last year. And I would say that because he is.
You would be a major upgrade over what they had last year.
That's why I'm least concerned. Now, that doesn't mean he's not a concern. It just means he's somebody I think that could come in here. He's been around. He's a big dude. I think he can handle himself in that area.
So. Something was impressive about talking to him. I talked to him last week, and I think, Ron, that's swaying my opinion. I don't think he's going to out-talk people on the line. But there was something about his presence I liked. Have you spoken with him yet,
Bob?
Yeah,
I think he gives that confidence. He exudes that. So I think that's a good
thing.
He's a big human being, too.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not sure he's even going to be good. But this is all comparative.
Right.
And I'm very concerned. I'm concerned that Chooks is still going to be Chooks. That's my main concern with him. That he's a guy we already know what kind of player he is, and he's not very good.
See, it's so funny to me, and I mean, we have spent countless hours talking about the quarterbacks, Pickett, Trubisky. What do you do with Mason? Does any of it matter who plays quarterback if that line stinks?
Which is why they may be cautious about Kenny Pickett right off the bat. I don't think that's a bad move. You know, it's bad enough coming in as a rookie in this league.
How much firepower you have, and they got a lot. I mean, with Najee and Freiermuth and those receivers.
Who do we blame?
If the line, I don't know.
For the state of the line.
You have to blame Tomlin and Colbert, I guess. They're the ones that brought these guys in. Who else? They drafted Dan Moore. They drafted Kendrick Green. You know, they brought in Cole. We'll see. And Daniels. We'll see how those free agents turn out. So you have to blame them. But, I mean, maybe it'll get better. Maybe after one game. It'll get better, but to me, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is if they don't have time.
It can't be that hard. I mean, you literally can find offensive linemen anywhere. That's been proven. I actually did a study of my own, Bob. Did you hear about that?
No, but I'm very much looking forward
to it. The Savvy Old News Hound. Back in 2017, I looked at every starter from every Super Bowl line since the year 2000, and there were as many undrafted starters as first-round picks.
But you have to have somebody anchor a line. They can't all be undrafted.
Well,
there's got to be some guys.
No, there's
there
been some Super Bowl lines. Here's the other thing, is that a quarterback can make a line look. All you need is big guys and get in front of people. That's why I always say if you can get
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jonathan Ogden or a Marquise Pouncey, yes, take him. Once you start with the second round and on, to me it's mostly big guys who can move pretty well that you put in a system and coach up. In other words, they're pretty much all the same and you can find them anywhere. This can't be that hard. And a quarterback like Brady's had no-name lines before. A quarterback who makes quick decisions can make a line. I feel like that's true, too. I think a systems coach like a Kyle Shanahan can make a line, too. It can't be this hard.
And the ability to escape pressure.
Yeah, that,
you know,
too.
Then you know, all of a sudden, a negative play you forget about.
No doubt. Last year, if they miss a block, it's basically a sack, except that Ben did get rid of the ball quickly. But what does that do to your offense?
That became predictable, and other teams knew it, so... We'll see. I still, overall, I think I got to feel better about what this line can be versus what it was last year.
It's horrible, Bob.
It certainly looks that way so far. I bet it's early again. Let's see.
It's not that early, though.
No, but I think Saturday night will be more telling because I anticipate. What do you think they'll play the first half, I would guess?
It depends on if they look at this game as the dress rehearsal game or the third game, because there is a lot of time between.
There's 2 weeks, but still, you don't want to get guys hurt in that last game.
No, I think this game will
I think
have
this
more.
Game will be more. I mean, I think you might even see. Will you see T.J. Watt and Hayward for a little bit?
I hope
Minka?
Not.
I don't think you're going to see them.
I hope
Then you're not,
not
going to play them at all.
I think those guys do not play.
Okay, that's fair. I get it.
Would you play them?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, but I would play the offensive line the whole first half and take my chances.
I think they need to develop a little bit of this chemistry we talk about. They have to have
Will it mean anything? I mean, playing well is better than playing bad. I get it. But will it mean anything if they play well? They're going to be playing in front of 10 people in Jacksonville. What does that have to do with going into Cincy for a rocking house
against
the Bengals?
Jacksonville looks like they're going to play there. I want to see what they're going to do against Jacksonville's defense, especially their front seven defense.
Are you sure you're going to see him?
Well, I think
you're also they're also already talking Kendrick Green about communication issues, and they haven't dealt with crowd noise yet. I think this is a recipe for a horrible start to have an offensive line that lacks cohesion and maybe talent.
So this is why all these other things become big until they figure it out. And assuming they do figure it out and it takes time, you want a punt game that can change the field position and help your defense. And we've seen that at least a few times here from Harvin. Presley Harvin
didn't he punt one from one end zone to the other yesterday?
Yeah, with roll. But so
I'd like to see a clutch punt in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I'll
me
settle
too.
For that.
Not off the side of his foot that goes 20 yards.
I think last year was one of those years.
He had the father situation.
He did. He went through a lot.
7 days.
He did. He did.
So I think if that's good and their defense is good, it should help their offense. Small steps.
Yeah, you feel bad afterwards. No, the fans, crowd didn't know that day he was booed. His dad was there like 3 days before he died. You know, that's harsh. Not that it was anyone's fault.
This is a disaster, this offensive line.
We have to see it in action consistently before you can make that declaration, I think.
I agree. I
think it could be better. It's going to have to be better.
You know how I would describe that line? Just simple terms. Hodgepodge of nothingness.
Can we get that clip?
Hodgepodge.
Somewhere,
that,
somehow.
Just that,
I
just
think
that.
The Pittsburgh Clothing
the
Company is going to make a T-shirt.
Hodgepodge of nothingness. Pathetic.
Green, Cole, Moore, Okafor, and Daniels.
I'm actually
remind you of Pouncey and Rameau and DeCastro and Al and who else? Marcus Gilbert or whoever.
The seven blocks of granite, it's not. Right,
but I also think, you know, I like Hassenauer as a backup. I think the center position is the least of my concerns this year. Those two guys.
I don't want to be pigeonholed there. I'm very concerned about Mason Cole. I just think I'm less concerned about him than the others. I mean, he's been a part-time player his whole career.
Maybe it,
why not a full-time player?
Well, I can't answer that because I didn't watch him closely enough to know. I don't know.
That was an interesting exercise, though. Ron went left guard, center, left tackle, right guard. You went left guard, left tackle. Why are you so concerned about Dan Moore compared to the others?
Just because, you know, he gave up. He learned a lot. The thing that makes me optimistic is that he was in there a lot last year, and he learned, I think, the hard way what it's like. So that should benefit him. But the other day, he got beat just as quick as can be on that Rudolph sack, strip sack that he recovered. But I don't want to see it. I think he's a little slow to his left, and if you get these guys who are really good rushers to the outside, they can get and do some damage. That makes me concerned. But that, I think I'd say that about any second-year tackle.
I know, but then you have Baldinger on there. The guy's watching tape and says
and,
he doesn't look like
the positions.
Yes, doesn't look like the same player that came out of Iowa of
this
James Daniels.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
That is one of the great quotes of all time. He doesn't look like he has the same power now. What are we talking about here? That's all he's supposed to have is pass blocking.
But
nobody raves
also
about.
Also, he's a veteran. I don't know if he's really, you know, maybe
yeah,
he's
those
just
guys
tuning
maybe
up.
Not into it yeah. yet. A little
I'm not
bit,
sure if he was just talking about that game, though. Was he talking about his recent career
maybe,
with the Bears?
Maybe last year. I don't know.
I don't know.
Has he made an All-Pro or anything like that? Even a Pro Bowl? James Daniels?
I don't know.
I mean, he's the most decorated of these guys.
Which isn't saying much.
And
he might have made a Pro Bowl.
He made third. Third team All Big Ten. I'm looking at his accolades.
Everybody makes Pro Bowls.
No, he hasn't made anything, Ron. He hasn't made anything.
But he's still a young player, I think, ascending. That's why they got him.
We'll see.
Is he?
We'll see.
I hope he is. He's descending, according to Brian Baldinger. They signed him to.
Now, what's the coach's name? Is it Meyer, right? Pat Meyer?
Pat
is
Meyer,
that his name?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer. Mm. He signed him to a three-year – oh, my God. They sank – and I know the Chooks thing they can get out of. They sank $54 million into Chooks and James Daniels. This is incrinculent, Bob, and I don't use that word lightly.
I think you're looking too deep right now. I think you got to just let this get to regular season and see how they go.
Maybe you keep Mason Rudolph around just because of this offensive line.
Mm.
There could be injuries.
Think about that statement.
I know.
My God. Ron, did you look up the word incrinculent a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't know it was a word.
That's what I thought you came to that conclusion.
I don't think it is a word. It's a Starkey word.
It's a variation of incredulous, incrinculent.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
That's a beauty.
That one stays forever. You can use that as many times as you want the rest of the show. And the show is kind of that.
Rest of the season.
Yes. Let's go to another Steeler issue. If I could find it, I would tell you. Oh, this one. There's a new highest paid safety in the game. And I think that this also is instructive when we're talking about how much money should the Steelers spend on their defense. Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's 1224, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Why pay 40% when you pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Bob with a showdown for the top of the hour. Before that, let's talk more Steelers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.